Ever since Cain slew his brother Abel in the Bible, stories about brothers have captured our imaginations. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with two new books that explore the heights and depths of brotherly bonds. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Today I have two sad but excellent memoirs. In The Day That Went Missing, British writer Richard Beard tells of losing his brother to drowning in the 1970s. They were kids on vacation, swimming together in the ocean, and though a clear memory of those last moments in the water is burned into his brain, the family has been so silent about the death ever since that all the other details were lost. Beard realized he didn't know the date of his brother's death or even his birthday. When he asked his mother, she told him everything relating to Nicky was upstairs in the attic in a red suitcase. He looked very hard for that suitcase, but if there ever was one, it was gone. At that point, he began a kind of inquest into the death and life of his younger brother, reporting his findings in a clear and direct style with a good amount of dry wit and self-awareness. For the first time since it happened, he talked to his other brothers and his mother about it, as well as other witnesses, family friends, emergency responders, and members of the Coast Guard. Though he can't talk to his father, who is also long dead, he wouldn't have gotten much out of him anyway. He was the one who insisted the family keep the classic British stiff upper lip and immediately return to life as usual, even making them go back to the beach house where Nicky drowned after the funeral and finish their vacation. When a book has a premise as irretrievably sad as this one, it takes a very good writer to make it an appealing read. Many of us have things in our past that we have never gotten over, mistakes for which we've never been able to forgive ourselves. Though you can't change what happened, you can change how you understand it. And that's what Beard demonstrates here. Our second book is What Drowns the Flowers in Your Mouth by Rigoberto Gonzalez. This is the story of the author's relationship with his younger brother, Alex. The boys were born in what seemed to be a pretty happy extended family in Mexico, but when their parents' marriage fell apart, they were sent across the border into California. There they lived with 17 other people in a tiny house where there was never enough to eat. The memory of how much he hated all the scrambled eggs they used to have to eat because they were saving the shells to make cascarones for Easter became a very bitter one. Things got even worse when their mother died and their father moved back to Mexico without them. The bond between the boys was the only family relationship either one had as they found their way forward. Rigoberto was the first person in the family to go to college. Living far away in the Northeast, he came out as gay and became a well-known poet, dealing with troubles with alcohol and with his health on his own. Alex, meanwhile, had ended up going back to Mexico. His problems involved their difficult family, a marriage on the rocks, fatherhood, as well as the insane dangers facing ordinary people in Mexico today. In fact, the story begins in 2010 when Gonzalez gets a call from his sister-in-law saying she thinks Alex may have been kidnapped. As with Beard, it's the writing that makes this book.
The books are The Day That Went Missing by Richard Beard and What Drowns the Flower in Your Mouth by Rigoberto Gonzalez. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.